Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one seems to have one volume setting, and that setting is loud. Whether they're playing, talking, or just existing in the world, everything happens at maximum volume. And when you ask them to use their indoor voice or engage in a quiet activity, it feels nearly impossible. I want you to know something really important right away. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. What you're seeing is actually something quite wonderful happening in their developing brain. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this, because once you understand what's really happening, everything shifts. Your 4 or 5-year-old is right in the middle of one of the most exciting periods of brain development. Their executive function systems, the parts of the brain that help with self-control, planning, and yes, volume regulation, are growing and maturing right now. Dr. Adele Diamond, a brilliant researcher who studies how children's brains develop, discovered something fascinating. She found that executive functions like self-control are actually more important for school readiness than IQ. Can you imagine? And here's the really beautiful part. Children with initially weaker executive functions, like volume control, benefit the most from gentle support. That means this moment, right now, is an incredible opportunity to help your child develop skills that will serve them for their entire life. The National Academies of Sciences tells us that executive control systems mature significantly between ages 4 and 7. Your child is literally in the middle of this transformation. Their ability to regulate volume and engage in calm activities isn't a character trait, it's a developmental skill that's still growing. When they're loud during play, their brain is so focused on the joy and excitement of what they're doing that the volume control part hasn't caught up yet. It's like their enthusiasm is running faster than their ability to modulate it. And that's completely normal and healthy. Now, I know this can be challenging, especially when you need some quiet time or when you're in a place where indoor voices are important. The magic book showed me something that helps so much. Research demonstrates that children develop self-regulation best through repeated practice in supportive environments that gradually increase challenges. That means we don't expect perfection right away. Instead, we create little moments throughout the day where your child can practice using different volume levels, and we celebrate their efforts. Here are some gentle strategies that work beautifully. First, make volume control into a game. You can create a volume dial together, maybe with your hands or with a simple drawing. Show your child that voices have different settings: whisper voice, indoor voice, outdoor voice, and playground voice. Practice switching between them together, making it playful and fun. When they successfully use a quieter voice, notice it. Say something like, "I love how you used your indoor voice just now." That shows such wonderful self-control. Second, create special quiet time rituals. The research shows that activities combining mindfulness with gentle practice produce the strongest benefits for executive function development. You might have a listening game where you both sit quietly and try to hear the smallest sounds around you. Or you could have a quiet reading time where you snuggle together with books. The key is making quiet time feel special and purposeful, not like a punishment or restriction. Third, give your child lots of opportunities for loud play too. This might seem counterintuitive, but hear me out. When children have regular times when they can be loud, when they can run and shout and express all that beautiful energy, they're better able to regulate their volume during times when quiet is needed. It's like filling up their loud play tank so they have the resources to be calm later. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Dr. Diamond's research shows that approaches combining physical activity with character development or mindfulness produce stronger benefits than narrowly focused interventions. So when you're helping your child learn volume control, you're not just teaching them to be quiet. You're helping them develop self-awareness, social awareness, and the ability to adapt their behavior to different situations. These are life skills that will serve them in friendships, in school, and in every relationship they have. Now, let me tell you about a story that helps with this so beautifully. In the book of Inara, there's a tale called The Listening Heart Center. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical place where quiet listening reveals inner wisdom. They learn that silence isn't boring or restrictive, it's actually full of magic and purpose. When they practice listening quietly, they discover they can hear what their hearts are saying, and they can connect with others in really meaningful ways. This story shows children that quiet moments can be just as exciting and valuable as loud, energetic play. It reframes calm behavior as a special skill, almost like a superpower, rather than something that takes away their fun. After you read this story together, you can create your own listening moments. You might say, "Let's see what our hearts are telling us right now," and sit quietly together for just a minute or two. You're not demanding silence, you're inviting your child into a magical experience. And that makes all the difference. Remember, the research is so clear on this. Children with initially weaker executive functions gain the most from supportive interventions. That means every time you gently guide your child toward volume awareness, every time you practice quiet activities together, every time you celebrate their efforts, you're literally helping their brain develop crucial skills. You're not fighting against their nature, you're supporting their growth. The magic book also reminds me that this phase is temporary. The loud, exuberant energy of a 4 or 5-year-old is a sign of joy, curiosity, and healthy development. Yes, we're helping them learn to modulate it, but we're also celebrating the wonderful enthusiasm that makes them who they are. You're not trying to dim their light, you're helping them learn when to shine at full brightness and when to glow more softly. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's loudness isn't a problem to fix, it's a developmental stage to support. Their growing brain is learning one of life's most important skills, how to regulate their own behavior based on the situation. And with your gentle guidance, your patience, and your love, they're going to develop this skill beautifully. The fact that you're here, learning about this, seeking to understand your child better, that tells me everything I need to know. You're exactly the parent your child needs. The Book of Inara is full of stories that support this journey. Stories that show children the magic in quiet moments, the power of self-control, and the joy of being able to adapt to different situations. These stories don't lecture or scold. They invite children into experiences where they discover these skills naturally, joyfully. Sweet dreams and bright days ahead, my wonderful friend. You're doing such beautiful work with your child. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on. With love and starlight, Inara.